Remember that first time you saw hypnosis? That magical time when you saw someone going into trance? Real or not, I bet it made you feel something right. It might not have been a big reaction, or maybe it was. Maybe it was the thing you'd been looking for, or maybe it was just something that drew interest in you, a feeling of a buzzing sensation from parts of your brain as your neurons lit up and made a connection. That is powerful stuff. That is a magical moment. I remember back in high school, I'd borrowed, air quotes, a book from my nan on hypnosis. I remember studying it page by page, flipping through it quickly to absorb all its secrets. And then being thoroughly disappointed when I hid it under my bed as I tried to figure out when it's supposed to give me all the juicy bits and, you know, the good stuff. The truth is, hypnosis was not that interesting in that text. Not as it was on TV or in movies, it just wasn't sexy or gripping in that basic boring book, but I knew if I kept looking, I'd find the key to making it click. That was years ago, well over a decade now. And to this day, I'm always looking for ways to make the science of brains magical for people. Perhaps today will be the day we find some magic in your mind. Maybe we can pull it out of you and show you how magical mind fuckery can be. That's right. I said, mind fuckery. I do hope you're okay with the idea of me gently fucking your mind. Not in the lewd sense, silly. I'm not literally gonna fuck away your mind. Yet, anyway. I wanna mess up your head, scramble your thoughts, and make it really hard for you to think about anything else but hypnosis. I want to create a thought so powerful, it erases all other need to think and replaces it with the concept of deeply hypnotized thinking instead. Don't worry about being the perfect subject for me to experiment on, by the way. There's no such thing as perfect, and besides, you're doing just as you need to. You are more than welcome to listen as closely as you need to. You can sit or lie down, you can have your eyes open or closed. You don't need to relax. In fact, any time you want to test my skills by doing something else while I play around with your mind, go ahead. I'm not worried. And I know either way you'll soon find yourself right in my magical sway, my deep trance. Hypnosis isn't an exercise in who's the most relaxed. Well, not with me anyway. All we need here is focus, dissociation, and suggestions to have you right where I want you. Eventually, it'll be like an easy dance. I'll lead. You'll let me. Anyway, TLDR, I made a silly post on Twitter about hypnosis being 99% science and 1% magical mindfuckery. Now I have to show you why that's true through messing your head up and fractioning you to hell and back. So let's go. We could start any number of ways, really. Thousands of different magic words to say to get you right where I want you. Your brain in my hands, like putty and ready to be molded into the perfect shape for me. But I'm rushing myself. Let's discuss trance envy, shall we? A very powerful hypnotic tool I've recently found in my real-life play experience. See, I know you've seen someone hypnotized before. There are very few people looking to be hypnotized who haven't, and, well, if you are one of them, let's test your imagination. See, I know you've seen someone hypnotized before. There are very few people looking to be hypnotized who haven't, and, well, if you're one of them, let's test your imagination, shall we? You've seen someone on TV, the internet. Hell, it could have even been me of all people with their trance face on. I'm sorry if that was you. You know the one, a dazed far-off stare, eyes heavily blinking, they look relaxed in the face, a little lost to words and actions of the hypnotist luring them under their spell. Their brain looks like it's shutting down, and their thousand-mile stare goes on and on forever. Now, that's all fine to imagine, but what would it be like to be that person? We've all done it. Compared our trance experiences to someone else. But we both know your mind can do so much better than just compare. It can make that happen for you. Think about it. No, really, think hard about that. I want you to focus on every aspect of that memory of someone else's trance experience. What were they doing? Look at their look, their face and body language, their voice, if they spoke, how it sounds. Fixate and focus on that. What do they feel? Imagine that. The feelings they have right at that moment of bliss as their mind evaporates and they lose themselves in deep trance. What's that like? I want you to start allowing yourself to put yourself in their place. All those different times and experiences you got to see. What was it that got them so deep, so hypnotized? But while you recall the memory of people being hypnotized, or really I should say memories, because if you've seen it one time, you've probably seen it twice, maybe more. 3, 4, 10, hundreds of times. You can very easily recall those, and while you do, let me talk to you a little bit about inductions. You see, different induction styles sometimes elicit different types of responses. If I knew you were really vanilla deep down, or some sort of sadist, you'd probably ask me to do a progressive muscle relaxation, where we go through all the parts of your body, scanning them, assessing and banishing the tension to the shadow realm or some such place where tension hides while we aren't looking. But I already told you, if you can recall my words from before, no, seriously, rewind your mind for a second. I don't care if you relax. I don't need you to be that relaxed if I'm to have my way with you later. What I do care about is how sticky we can make those thoughts your mind has, so I can really mess with your head a little. Now, there are other inductions where you can stare at a spot on the wall. Why don't you go ahead and do that for me now? You stare and focus and fixate so hard on that spot, eventually it's just science that your mind will give up and allow your eyes to close on sheer tiredness from focusing so hard alone. If I was really clever, I would ask you to lift your eyes just above the line of sight, because I know fatigue will set in, and then I'll take full advantage of you, I mean, the situation, by blaming that on my skills in hypnosis and not just naturally what's happening to you when you tire your eyes out from looking, focusing, fixing so hard on something that high above your line of sight. But anyway, while you stare at that wall, I wonder if we could have you think of something more interesting than a basic spot. You could study the spot. I mean, that's fun, I guess. You could look at how the light catches it, the shape, the texture, etc., etc. But instead, I can jangle my hypnothetical keys in front of you and tell you, I wonder if we could fill your mind to the brim with other fun ideas. More fun and flashy visuals. So while you spend your time giving as much attention to the spot as possible, I wonder if you could remember a time when you saw a spiral. In fact, let's flick back through your memories and pick a couple. It's so hard to think of just one. If your mind was a book, we could flip to the chapter on spirals and hypnotic visuals and pick out some fun spirals. Are they black or white? Are they rainbow? Fast? Slow? Could you imagine the feeling of your eyes projecting that memory right onto the wall to see it, the perfect spiral for you? Spinning around and around and around, and because I'm cruel and I like your mind to be full to the brim of fun hypnotic ideas, interesting fun ideas, we could add to the spiral a pocket watch over the top. Some would say, secret, why, that's just overkill. Oh, I know it is. But I want you to watch a watch swinging and swaying, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, swinging and swaying so gently across the spiraling spot. And don't worry if your eyes give up and have to close. The spiral can make its way into your mind, your thoughts, and eventually take you over in due time. The pocket watch is such a great tool not only to steal your focus from the spiral and give it its center, something to challenge its pull on your mind. I mean, which do you stare at? The spiral center, the watch swinging, but it also gives you a fun feeling of motion. Does your head start moving with your eyes? Do your eyes just move on their own? Maybe your body starts a gentle sway, soothing you, calming you, giving you something to do with your body that distracts you from the rest of the chaos in your mind right now. Spirals swing, watches spin, a wrestle retrieve perhaps? For now. Now eventually you'll find the motion so enrapturing that everything else will fade away, and that's the dissociation kicking in, and all part of the plan to drag you deep down to the depths of trance. You go along with it because it's fun, exciting, and exactly what you wanted, right? Yes, it is. Hypnosis is so exciting to you, it's so enthralling, it's a concept, an idea, a movement, a community, it's so many things and so few at once. It's a magical mystery. And just brains doing what they do naturally. At the same time, and you start to notice as the spirals spiral, the watches swing, your mind starts to have a thought that sticks, the thought of I'm being hypnotized, and the more it pops up like a fun little intrusive thought, the more the rest of any thinking you do right now just starts to get sucked into it. Like that spiral pulling it into its center, pulling it down, 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 down. Your thoughts will fade eventually, and all that's left is I'm being hypnotized. It's so fun that maybe sometimes you can't hide the little smile you do even when you think about it. The concept of hypnosis right here, right now, being hypnotized, being blank, being mindless, being hypnotized, it's all the magical pull it has over your mind. It takes hold and trickles down your body, touching every ounce, every pore of your entire being until all that's left is I'm being hypnotized. Thoughts, memories trickle down, spirals sway, watches spin down deeper and deeper into that deeply focused, dissociated feeling. And now the fun part, the fuckery part of magical mind fuckery. See, I won't want you to feel like you missed out on the magic of your mind without having some fun tricks and things to put in there for good measure. Let's play a game. I love games, don't you? This game is called Secret says, it's very easy. Whatever I say, you just do it. Easily, without thought, because every time you have a thought, it's replaced with spiraling down. The pull and tug of I'm being hypnotized distraction. Your mind looks over there at the spiraling watch and the watching spiral. Your deep trance building and multiplying each time you try and think about the commands just happening without thought. Secret says, open your eyes and place your hand in front of your face, palm up, facing you so you can see every part of it. Got it? Good. Secret says, imagine if I took that hand and placed all the fingers down except for one, your pointing finger, which is just now there about an arm's length away. As I just take my hands and move you around a little. You don't mind, do you? Good. Magical. Now imagine for a moment the spiral and the watch's combined powers projecting onto the hand, drawing your gaze so intently to the tip of your own finger, pulling you in more and more, keeping your focus right where it needs to be. On that, on my voice, on spirals and watches, everything all at once. Now, Secret says, your hand starts to gently, slowly become pulled towards your face. Little by little, you feel it move. Now, this is normally the part of the trance where people say, don't do this by audio file, Secret, that's just silly. How are you supposed to know when that hand reaches their face? And I always reply, because I always win my games. Especially when we play Secret Says. Now, Secret says, feel the tug drawing it closer and closer, faster now, faster now, faster now. The movement just allows you to go deeper and deeper down, 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 into that place of deep trance. And clever people like you, my good, hypnotized little experiment, might think you know where this is going. Traditionally, this is the part where you would touch your nose or your face and your head would drop down and you'd spiral down to deep trance. But no, actually, I'm taking this wheel and turning it slightly left, right, up, and then down, hand traveling towards your face. But sure. But Secret says, wait. When did that button on your other hand get there? That's very interesting. The anticipation of a button to press, and you don't really know what it does yet. Interesting, isn't it? You can be so invested in a random button on your hand like that. In a moment, let's press and see where it leads. Because now you are just there, waiting for the moment you do press it. You can imagine the words on that button. A switch. An off and on switch right there at the back of your hand, and you are so ready. So ready to press it and turn your brain from on to off. Think about that moment when you finally do it, when you finally do and your brain turns from on, thinking, feeling, doing, like it is now, to off, deep, deep, empty, mindless trance, ready? Press it. Press it. Now. Brain. Off. Your mind is off right now. Your mind is blank and empty. You are blank and empty. Mind off, shut down. And this is the promise. Fuckery, see, I have ADHD. And when I was younger, I was a big fan of turning lights on and off and on. I wonder what will happen when we do that to your brain. Your finger presses your brain back on now. Hi. You are awake, right? Aware? Good. Hey, 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 you are. You're up, aren't you? But we also know you're really good at pretending you're awake when deep down there in your brain, you're so hypnotized. That pesky hyperfocus you're so good at kicks in even as I'm talking about it. And as you realize, uh-oh, she's right, you find your finger drifting on my command, hovering above that little button on your hand. Part of you is curious how deeply brain will switch when it hits again. Part of you is just curious. Press it now. Brain off. It's so visceral when you do it. It feels so powerful when you do it, but we can make it even better and better and better. See, your hand is no longer in your control. It's mine. All mine. And your mind is so magical. It makes that happen without any question or thought. So now, when I press that button, brain on, you awaken. Kinda. But you know, your eyes are open and you can move and the hand seems to only do what I say. And like that part of you is rebelling against your own free will and thought. I love that for you. And you love that feeling for you too, right? The hand reaches up, hovers over that button, and your brain goes off. Off. Then my hand again heads over and sits on that button, resting, waiting for me to decide. Now, brain on. It's that simple. But we can make you, I mean it, no. Maybe I do mean you, even more simple than that. Even now, brain on and off are easy commands to show how your brain really is, how fun it really is. Magical mindfuckery, but What I really wanted to do is reach in there and spin your head around. See, there's a moment when you are spinning on a chair, a carousel, a merry-go-round, a spinning top, in place, spinning around and around and around. Spinning down to the spiral, you go, so brain off. Simple, easy, but as you come up, when your brain turns on, you notice it coming back up, 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 through the swirling, spiraling vortex. And it takes a second for the vertigo to kick out, to rid yourself of that fun little spin your thoughts are doing, bouncing around your head, brain on. Dizzy, spinning, confusing. Is it confusing? I'm sorry, sweetie, I know it's hard to think like that, but it's so fun. Brain off, swirling back down, down, and brain on. And your brain doesn't get any dumber. But your thoughts almost have to move through syrup to get around all the twirling. It's so hard to think, even when you're pretending to be awake like this. Silly little thing that you are. It's adorable, really. I love that confused look you do, don't you? Maybe you should make us both happy and do it more. Brain off. Deeper. Empty-headed bliss, brain on. The final spin, you can feel me move the spiral away as I gently reach into your head and tug on that little string on your forehead. I'm sure it's nothing bad. And it'll be fine if I just tug on this gently. Oh, I know what that is now. I can see it. It's your trail of thoughts. It's just a silly little string. Let me pull on it more and more and more, this gentle tug, pulling it right out of your head and into my hands. Sorry, were you using that? No. Shh, don't speak. Your thoughts are in my hands. If I let you talk, it would just be too silly. A garbled mess of jumbled stuff that barely makes sense. Actually, never mind. Talk to me. Do you want this back? Talk to me. Tell me, do you really want this back? Oh, look, see how silly you sound in this state. You know what? I'll make you a deal. If you can convince me to give it back, I might put your thoughts back in. Never mind, you can barely comprehend that, since I have your train of thoughts. And your head is literally so empty right now. Maybe I could make you repeat empty somethings. Try, I'm so hypnotized right now. Say it. Say it. Good, now say it again. And again. And again. And just go ahead and repeat that till it's the only thing left in your head, bouncing around. You might not even know what it means, because your train of thought left the station a while back, but it's cute to see you try. Over and over and over again. While you focus on that, by the way, I'm just going to go ahead and tie you up with a string from your head, since you weren't using it anyway. Wrapping it around your body, wrapping up your thoughts, bring you to my words instead, since that's all that's left in your head. All that's left inside there. Binding you to my words instead, since that's all that's left, while your thoughts are literally tied up right now. You're tied up in my words you used to have. Your mind is having a great time right now, being so empty, blank, so hyper-focused on that phrase you're repeating, because I suggested it. The words barely making sense, but that's the point of the magical feelings of hypnosis. It doesn't need to make sense to you. It just needs to be for you to be in that place. Mind a little scrambled. Just how I like them. Just how you long to be and are right now, perfectly as they need to be right now. Have you ever heard a song in another language? You don't need to know the meaning of the words to know the rhythm. The rhythm of your mind is so simple right now. Go through these motions that distract you and dissociate so deeply in your focused state. So good. You are so good. Aren't you? Nod yes for me. Keep your mantra up. Keep going and going and going. Now it's fun to think about you hypnotized like that so deeply. And you know, I know, we both want you to have as much fun as possible. So I'm going to tell you something very, very interesting. Pay attention now. Still repeating that silly little mantra, still tied up in your own words, still deeply hypnotized, your mind melted, empty and lost in a deep trance. So this whole time, I've been pretty nice to you. I've been going easy on you. But I know a lot of you really, really love being submissive, dominated. I mean, you probably saw the title and assumed I would take you down and make you feel, really feel what a subby little mess you are as I fuck your mind around, up and down. Sure, I could have from the beginning, but I want to be nice. I know not everyone is submissive, but you are. And that's why you're here. That's why you're listening, so I can play with you and really make you feel the submissive energy you have inside of you. Letting it out so you can truly experience the bliss of nothing but obedience. Stop repeating that mantra. Still tied, still bound with your words. It's very easy, after all, to find yourself in that position. I'm going to tell you a fun little dare I had. I wonder how it will seem to you. See, I used to be submissive myself. That's no secret. Get it. So now that I'm not, I know all the little things, the subtle nuances in a scene that can make you whimper in subby bliss to me. Now knowing this knowledge, you might be like, oh. Well, you would if you had the words. So let's give them back to you, but also mute you for a bit. I'm taking that rope of your thoughts and your words, and I'm using them to lightly gag you. Don't worry, honey, you can breathe just fine. Your voice is taken away for a second. So even if you want to whimper and moan, which you probably might, you can't. You remain silent, and honestly, I think it probably makes that whimpery feeling even worse. I love it when you're so helpless. That's a fun word, isn't it? Helpless. Think about it. Think about it so much until it becomes your only thought left. Let that consume you and fill you to the brim with those feelings. Easy, simple, helpless, mindless, emptiness, submissiveness. Now, before I get distracted by how cute your little subby self is, let me tell you the thought that I had. Let's paint a picture with feelings, words, images, sounds. You could probably feel it anywhere you need to. Your mind is clever like that. You and me are sat on a very comfy couch. It's just so comfy that you start to feel yourself sink into it just a little bit. Get really comfortable. I'm there gently holding you, making sure you don't crumble to the floor because you're so comfy that your body is so hard to control. Luckily for you, I'm there to control it for you. So we sit there, and all of a sudden you see me gently lean over you. I brush my dark hair out of your face, and I lean right into your ear and I whisper, I do love it when you feel how helpless and controlled you are. I do love the way your mind gives up and you lose yourself to the bliss of obedience. And just because I'm here facilitating it doesn't mean that energy is focused towards me. It could be, or it could be towards someone else. It doesn't really matter, right? All that matters right now is you have this moment of here being so comfy as I gently start to play with your hair. One hand caressing you, and then two. See, I'm looking for something. I grip on your head so I can be a little rough with you. You don't mind. Literally, your mind is so lost in the void by now that you'd love just to go along with it, right? Falling where I lead you. I hold your head, forcing you to stare, forcing you to focus on me, my dark eyes, so that I can look at your very soul. Pull feelings out of you, submit, obey, gently. You start to melt in my hands. My eyes are the key that gently unlock you until you're left open wide bare for me. And as you stare, the spiral comes back and locks into my eyes, and you think, oh God, it's like one of those edits on Twitter. How did this happen? It's a magical feeling. Because you start to slip even deeper and deeper and deeper into as your focus fully gets pulled right there. That's all you can think about. The spiral spins, spins, spin. Every time my eyes blink, yours do too. And it's funny because if I close my eyes right now, yours do too. And maybe you think, oh, thank God, a moment to break. Yes. Break your mind. And my eyes open and so do yours. You wonder, how could that happen so easily? Like I'm some sort of mind reader, or maybe I've linked my mind to yours to be able to exert a little bit more of my control over you. That's fun, isn't it? So you stare deeper and deeper, eyes closed, you break piece by piece. Your mind is a fun puzzle. Now most people like to solve puzzles, right? I do that awful thing where you take pieces away and hide them, and before you have time to complain, your eyes are open, you're staring right into the swirling vortex of my eyes. Eyes closed, the puzzle even more broken. As I take it and swipe it right off the table, and we watch in delight as all the pieces fall into a jumbled mess. Your mind breaks so easily. In fact, I place a finger over your temple and press it to lock the feeling in place, knowing that this isn't just my trick, but one that can be used by anyone you trust, in a place that's safe and comfortable, consensual and trusting for you to do so. And then I get really mean. In a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 5, and when I get to 5, I want you to pretend to be awake. Just pretend. We don't really need you awake, but we're going to play a little. 1, that's right, getting ready. 2, each number make you feel more awake, even if you aren't. 3, 4, and 5, eyes open. Hey, sweetie, how do you feel? Now, knowing you, you probably look awake enough. If we were out and about, we could hold a conversation while the vanillas would be none the wiser, the deep down inside. You're a submissive little hypnotized mess ready to break. But we know different, don't we? Nod yes for me. Nod yes again for me. What a good little submissive you are, see? That's fun, isn't it? To know that I can exert a little bit of control over you like this because you're so good. Say, I'm a good submissive. Very, very good. Now that button on your forehead, Get ready because I'm about to have you push it, and when you do, you will break. Do you understand? It's gonna feel amazing to have your mind crumble into those tiny little pieces, so deep, so submissive, so controlled. In that moment, you lose yourself to it. Ready? Get your hand right there and just pause. Don't need to rush things now. We can take our time. And that feeling already has you so excited for the next step, doesn't it? Ready to be completely gone and lost in deep, submissive bliss. Ready? No, are you really ready? Are you sure you're really ready? Are you sure you're really ready? Fine, fine, okay, okay. Ready? 3, 2, 1. Now, press and break. Mind broken. Lost in bliss, sinking so deeply down, 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 down. Now relax and let everything go. Feel a feeling of deep control and submission wash over you. Secret says go deeper and deeper down. Secret says place your hand on your head and allow your mind to drift even deeper. Secret says take your hand off your head and let yourself go even more and more and more. That's right. That's right. You are doing so good for me right there in your deep trance. Now I want you to stop everything. Just stop what you're doing. And just rest for a second. That's right. Rest for a second. In a moment, I'm going to count you up, counting from 1 to 10. Now when I reach 10, your mind is going to make a choice, a decision that's easy for you to do so. You can either let the counting take you further down into trance, building on it, doubling it every single time, and allowing you to just drift until you need to wake up, and you'll do so easily and effortlessly, either by an alarm or yourself, or maybe you'll fall asleep and wake up when the time is right, or on the count of 10, you'll be wide awake, alert, refreshed, and energized. It's all up to you and your mind. Are you ready? All right, counting now with 1, 2, 3, that's right, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10.